This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As was the case with the local defense at the beginning of the year, there are times in life when we see our loved ones struggle, especially as they get older. The exclusive sponsor of our show is here to help, the law firm Kondorian Murrah, that will guide you through the process of managing a health care or financial power of attorney, even securing guardianship if need be for a family member. Schedule a free consultation with their elder law and estate planning attorneys today. Do that at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them G&D sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We are at Capital One Arena, head of the Caps 50 event tonight. 50 years of Capitals hockey. Fans streaming in. They're going to have 15,000 people here, and the bulk of them are already here. A guy just walked by and said, left hand up, and pointed right at Danny Ruye.
Yep, and that's fine. He can put your hand wherever he wants. I guess not wherever he wants. There are rules that govern society.
Are you sure he can put his hand wherever he wants?
No, I'll take some of that back. There's a lot of places you can put your hand that are fine. The unethical ones we all know. Where you're not supposed to put your hand. But I'm getting off on a weird turn.
Speaking of putting your hands where you're not supposed to put your hands, so anybody who wants any of these schedules, feel free to grab one. So we had a bunch of pucks.
This was an amazing occurrence.
It was something. So we're out of pucks, by the way. We've got these awesome rubber little pucks that we have up on the table mm-hmm. here. They're kind of like a squishy device for stress.
Yeah, it's a little squishy ball, but it's a puck.
They say 106.7 The Fan. A great job by our staff setting up a beautiful table yep. for us. Very appealing looking. People were coming up and grabbing the pucks. Now, we needed another, like, 300 of them, but we can do that next time, right? We are already out of the pucks. Also, people were signing up for Caps tickets. I think we're out of paper for that as well. So we'll next time we'll do 500 more of everything.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
But the point of the dude's story is, if you want schedules, come on. So we've got all this stuff on the table. So people are coming up and grabbing it. That's what they're supposed to
That's
do.
That's what they're there
That's
for.
That's why they're here.
That's why we're here.
As an aside, I'm sitting at the table yep. and I have my drink and I had my popcorn right next to me.
You sure did.
A lady came up and just went right into the popcorn bowl.
Now, respectfully.
Now, what am I supposed to do? I didn't say anything to her. I just kind of looked at you. Danny stared right at me and was like, that just happened. What are you going to do now?
Now.
And the answer was, I'm not going to do anything.
It's mid-conversation. I'm not sure what we were talking about, what we were doing.
That's another point. We were on air at the
we're
time.
We're on air.
We're
okay.
in the middle of a sentence.
Now, this young lady was, what you didn't see, I don't think, is she approached from several strides away walking towards you. She had a mask on.
Yes, she did.
She looked at the popcorn and pointed at it, and no one did anything. Okay, so she was pointing at different things on the table. She was talking.
She's like, can I have the puck? And someone's like, well, yeah. Can I have the schedule?
We can't hear because again, we're doing.
Can
this.
I have Grant's lunch?
Yeah.
And someone was supposed to say no.
What people can't figure out, I think a lot of times. I understand you're not
not
radio.
Nobody's fault.
Like there's sound in our ears. Our ears are covered. We can't really hear you. So when you're like, I don't know what that is. I got the whole radio show going. I'm respectful. I'm not just broadcasting to you. There's a few thousand folks that are interested, hopefully, in what we're chatting about.
Ideally.
So she approaches. No one stops her. She points at the popcorn, and I don't know if she thinks she got an acknowledgement from you or not.
No. I think after a little while of no acknowledgement, she just decided the popcorn's up for grabs.
So she rips
now,
that.
I'd like to be clear about something. The popcorn was right next to me.
Oh, I know where it was, buddy.
The pucks are at the front of the table.
She had to
the
put her.
The schedules are at the front of the table.
So if you're watching on the YouTube feed, she had to press up against the table. Because to reach across would have been from a normal distance is too far. She had to touch the table with the right hip, reach that right hand, go gadget arm all the way across, and does the excavator dig down, rake back towards the side. Left hand snaps the mask off, does the full
thing.
Giant crunch.
The mask protecting her from, I guess, the air in the arena.
Sure.
But she was wearing a mask. She moves the mask and goes in with the popcorn all in one motion.
I agree with everyone. I disagree with everyone that I'm supposed to disagree with. Whatever you think is the right thing
on
the right
your
thing.
Side, just so everybody knows.
I will tell you, if germs are the issue, you didn't avoid any by sticking your hand in that popcorn.
In a mystery.
That's what I have.
A bucket of popcorn.
Again.
So here's my question.
Whatever I'm supposed to say, I think.
If anybody needs, I don't want to like scaring people away now at the table. Anybody who needs schedules there
take
for
a
you,
schedule.
Come on up and get a schedule.
But for example, don't take my water bottle.
But like, this is off limits. Like, this is my personal diet.
I've been drinking from
soda.
This. There's backwashing here. Schedules up for
but
grabs.
But she goes, puck, purse, no problem.
The regular
puck,
folks.
No problem. Third puck, nobody's looking, no problem.
So this has been a pretty.
Where is Grant's popcorn? Let's just. This is. Mashed potatoes and scary movie, like my germs, you know, like right in there.
So this has
and
been
I'm
a pretty
going,
great day.
No, that's my special popcorn.
It's been a lot of fun. I'm not kidding. Conservatively, there have been thousands of people that have passed by us over the course of today. Let's say for the sake of argument, there are 3,000 people that have passed in front of our eyes today. Was that a fair number?
There's a lot of people. I don't know what the number is. I would take the over.
Call four. What number do you want to put? You put a number down.
100,000.
100,000 people have come by today. Probably not, but I love you. Let's say there were 5,000 people. 4,999 got the distinction between giveaway puck, paper schedule, personal effects and beverages and active food items of Grant and Danny.
The clue is, in addition to me being fat and it being food, schedules and pucks near the people walking by, popcorn next to me at the back of the table.
So in her mind, so I wonder.
I saw her, by the way, pointing at the popcorn, and I just thought it would be too awkward to look up and be like, no, not the popcorn.
Yeah,
I just thought if no one said anything eventually, and she just kind of kept pointing at it like, popcorn.
Well, because we're pros.
Like, I'm on the air. Like, what am I supposed to say?
You can't stop the show. Like, we're interviewing, like, Brian Baldinger. Like, Baldy, hold on. No, you can't have my popcorn. No. Like, you can't do that.
So what happened was she grabs the popcorn. Now, I right away, I did not have the stones to do anything about it. What am I going to do anyway? So I just kind of didn't react. I notice it. I'm like, no one else is going to notice that she ate the popcorn. Danny immediately like hits me in the arm.
I'm like, oh my God,
she ate your popcorn. I'm like, yeah, what the hell do you want me to do about it? So after she walks away and when she's out of reach of being able to see, I take the popcorn and I hide it under the table.
Yeah, and again, you're my guy. But that was a tail between your legs. you grab it, kind of put it down.
I was just in
it
shock.
It was like Eeyore had to move his popcorn. It was sad. I felt for you. But you know who was comfortable was that lady.
Extreme.
I wonder if she was like, if I could carry this laptop around, I would just take it. Like, is that free too?
It is on the table.
It's on the table.
Where there are schedules.
Hey, do you have a charge cord? Can I just have it? My phone's low on juice. Do you want this cord?
She sees my cell phone.
What on
like,
earth?
Hey, the cell phone's on the table. It's free now. It's up for grabs. So here's my question.
But bless her confidence. Can you imagine being that comfortable anywhere at any time?
No.
To say, there's a bucket of popcorn from a stranger. Let me get this right hand in there and see what happens.
So do you think one of two things is true about what happened?
Uh-huh.
Either she thought it was a community bucket of popcorn.
In which case, what?
Why would there be, like, in what? By the way, she's wearing a mask in 2024.
Hold on.
You would think that she is in some way cognizant of not eating the same bucket of popcorn as everyone else.
If again, I'm on everyone's team. But if germs were the concern, you let a couple pass the goaltender there, didn't you? You pulled the goalie on 5-on-5. in the first minute of the game. There was no reason.
So let's say, okay, but I need an
yeah,
answer.
I'm sorry.
She think that was a community bucket of popcorn? It's the Halloween season. We're doing an early trunk or treat, and you just come on by and scoop some popcorn out of the same bucket everyone else is touching. Or do you think that she knew that was one of our buckets of popcorn, and she's like, they're on the air, they can't say anything about it, I might as well just scoop some popcorn?
Like, the real distinction, the real question is, like, does she know or think that it was your popcorn? Like, in other words, is she going, that's Grant's popcorn, I'll have some? Or is it community popcorn?
Who else's popcorn would it be? It's either one of ours or it's community.
Right.
So, which is what I just asked you.
Yeah.
Does she think it's community?
Community.
Or did she correctly evaluate it was not for grabs and just had it anyway?
It's got to be community. I can't.
But don't you think it's somewhat ironic that someone that's eating the community popcorn is also masked up?
Yeah.
You would think there's you're not doing the community popcorn.
You'd think there's a link.
There's not a link.
There's no link there. But the let's say hypothetical, it is community popcorn. Would you ever, ever, just strut on over? You know what I need? I need a fistful of popcorn. It's not the top. It was below the surface. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that popcorn had been eaten. There had been some consuming.
This is the popcorn in question.
That means
you'll notice that very little has been eating since the moment in question.
So it's basically,
I've been selecting one at a time around the rim as if.
Yeah, that's going to help.
As if somehow that matters.
Well, that's hers, that's hers, that's hers. It's all hers. She put her whole face right in there. In other words,
I want to show you guys that are watching where the popcorn was.
Yeah, if I'm level with the popcorn, I can't see popcorn.
Like, this is where the popcorn was.
No, that's not true.
The schedules were here.
That's
the
an exaggeration.
The puck was there. This is the
nope,
popcorn.
It's an exaggeration. I'm going to show you where it was.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. It was far further.
What?
Almost a quarter inch to the left of where you had it.
What you don't know is she ate the end of Danny's cheeseburger, no less.
People don't know.
Wouldn't that be
like
funny?
Honestly, we had
lunch.
You
had a little bit of your burger left. Did she like?
And she pointed at
one,
it.
That one there.
Yeah. Is that? It's on the table. I need a new Mac charger. Do you have one? Do you have a charging block?
Earlier.
Can I have your shoes?
On Grant and Danny, Brian Baldinger gave us a call. Commanders Ravens on Sunday. We got his breakdown from his film study on why Washington's offense has been so good.
Well, they're starting a rookie in Coleman, but, you know, Luke is playing out there, and they're split reps. They split reps last week. You know, whether it was injury-related, I don't know. But, you know, two different guys manned their position. I mean, their big acquisition was Biadasz. I mean, the guy's a good player, really good player. I mean, he doesn't go to Pro Bowls or anything, but he's a solid player. And I know the kid. He's down at Duke Mannyweather's all off season, working on his core, working on his strength, loves the game. You know, I think he's made Allegretti better. Cosby's coming on. Wiley's just so steady. I mean, it's a good group up front, you know, and then Cliff does a good job of chipping with his tight ends. They're not great blockers, but he's chipping with them. They know what they're supposed to do over there. So, I mean, the protection's been good, but like you said, I mean, you go back to week one against Todd Bowles in that defense, and, you know, it was 37-16. Todd Bowles was still blitzing him. With a minute to go in the game, he was still coming after him. But he beat the blitz with running, and, you know, he's such a fast-twitch guy. I mean, Za'Darius Smith could be right in front of him, and he can make a miss. You know, I mean, it's just it's remarkable because I always say this about him, and it's only 5 weeks now, but, like, he's really, really fast, but he's never in a hurry. And that's a great calmness to have as a quarterback.
Brian Baldinger on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Baldy, what else can you say about what we've seen from Daniels to dive into some of the decision-making? You know, one of the things I saw in college that I worried about was he didn't get out of the pocket and throw ever. I think there were like eight times or something he threw while scrambling all of last year. He's already showing some propensity to leave the pocket to throw, which is, man, that would be a big development and a game changer.
Well, he's really coachable. I mean, you just, you know, talk to Brian Kelly at LSU about him. When he came from Arizona State, I mean, he wasn't a runner at Arizona State. He added that component to it. You watched the Alabama game last year, and to your point, he went to run, you know, and you go, he can't survive, you know, this game against Alabama, much less do it in the NFL. But, you know, his eyes are up. The throw to Terry McLaurin, he could have easily just run right there. But his eyes are up, and he saw McLaurin come from the other side of the field, and then just launched a bomb, you know. And so he's not just running to run. He's running to make a play, and if it's not there, then he takes off and, He's pretty good. I mean, I've seen him hit probably a couple times where he probably doesn't need to take that shot. Probably needs to get down a little sooner. But, you know, he's running out of bounds. He's sliding. He's protecting himself pretty good. But, look, as soon as he breaks the pocket, he doesn't leave just to leave. I mean, he looks at what he's supposed to look at, and then he's looking to buy time and to extend the play and make a play. So whatever they're teaching him, Cliff, whatever it is, he's a good student because he's learning.
Bode, you mentioned Cliff, Kingsbury offensive coordinator. I wasn't sure, to be quite frank with you. I didn't know what to expect in terms of fit here, et cetera. So far, you know, the choir is singing, man. It's been unbelievable to watch. It seems like they've got something, have an answer for everything. It seems like defenses are befuddled as to what to try to take away, and it's resulted in nothing being taken away to this point. What have you made from that fit there with Kingsbury and Daniels?
Well, the little-known fact about Cliff is, you know, I did a lot of Big 12 games. I was out in Lubbock when he was there a bunch, coach at Texas Tech. Always had 10 new plays on his whiteboard every single week that he was trying out. But the really, he always spread teams out, even in the Big 12, even at Texas A&M. He spread teams out to run it. Like, and they're a very good running football team right now. You know, Eckler missed a week. McNichols picks up. Brian is really super solid. Obviously, the quarterback is special. But, you know, they're a very good running football team. They can melt the clock. That's a good defensive front. They ran the ball up and down the field on them. That's really the hidden jewel. And then if you just look at the design of the offense, because you sort of call plays with the predictability of what defense you're going to get. Cleveland's a big man coverage team. They had their man beaters up. The receivers won routes. They come back to Terry McLaurin in the first quarter. It's a 20-yard comeback on timing. Now, you don't do that by accident. You do that by putting in hours and hours of work. And McLaurin's, like, he's at the top of his route. He's separating. He's coming back. The ball's in the air. It's right where it's supposed to be. Like, you see that over and over again. And that's not easy to run 20-yard comebacks in this league against good corners like Denzel Ward and Martin Emerson, but they did. So they're getting work done in practice. Cliff is a great play caller. I noticed, I don't know if it was last week or it wasn't last week. It was probably the week before when they blew out Arizona. I saw some sideline shots of him. He had the smallest play chart for a long time when he was in Arizona and Texas Tech. He could put it in an index card. And now I notice the play sheet is a lot bigger than it used to be, ever. And so I feel like that means the quarterback is digesting a lot and he can handle a lot more. And so he's giving them a lot more right now, probably at the line of scrimmage, 2-3 plays called, he chooses it. Like, I think he's giving them more than I thought. I'm doing the game in a couple weeks against Chicago. I'm anxious to talk to Cliff before the game just to see if I want to look at his play chart and see if it's pretty advanced for a kid that's going to probably be making his eighth start.
Texting with Baldy today before he came on. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is so fired up about what he sees when he watches the film of how Washington's playing. And I think the film nerds like him are smitten by the Commanders because they're doing so many of the little things right. And I've got to give Dan Quinn full credit for this, the entire staff full credit for this. But it's the hustle plays to recover the fumble because you're chasing down a play, Alameda Zacchaeus. It's how you play away from the ball, Luke McCaffrey, blocking, being willing physically. The stuff in the wide receiver room that, frankly, they ran Jahan Dotson out of here because they didn't think he would do. They were serious about it.
Yep.
And their guys are doing it. They do care about it. And you add enough of those little things up, as the book title said, and as the old saying from Bill Walsh is, the score will take care of itself, and 4 out of 5 times it has.
Yeah, you do the little things, not part-time, not sometimes, not when everybody's watching, but you do it because you do it. You do it because you're supposed to do it. You do it until it becomes habit. Then once it's habit, you keep it up, and then it's like cultural. Then it's a real thing. It's not just a part-time effort. It's not just part-time or a few moments when things are good. It's not when you've got a 10-point lead in the third quarter. You do it every time, always. The word gets thrown around a ton talking about cultural stuff, but that's what this is. And there's buy-in, at least to this point, which has been fun.
One of the guys that has bought in and talked about that with us today is wide receiver Luke McCaffrey. He, by way of percentages, his separation score is the best in football right now at over 81%. Doesn't catch a ton of balls, but he catches the ones thrown his way. He joined us to talk about, right now, just the vibes and how fun everything is, or if it's all business.
Yeah, I think it's been so cool. You know, you look all the way back to OTAs and just how much passion that everybody in this building and everybody on this team has for football. It's been a lot of fun to where I don't know if we've been coming to work yet, ever since OTAs, even when we weren't on a winning streak. And so I think it's so fun to just be a part of an environment like that. And then, you know, when that has success, it reassures your faith in a way. But I think there was already a level of faith that we built through OTAs of just trusting the process and having fun every day.
Are you surprised that you guys are 4-1 right now?
I don't know if I would say surprised. I think we all have just bought into the process and we've really enjoyed coming out and competing every rep. And I think what's so cool about it is we've seen a lot of growth from OTAs to camp. We've seen a lot of growth through, you know, day one of camp to the end of camp, and now week one to going into week 5-6, and hopefully we can continue to get better every week and just stay intentful on every single rep, every single play, and making the most out of every single day.
Luke McCaffrey with us here on G&D. Luke, big one this weekend. The Ravens are good. They've been good. You know, not having the gangbuster season we're used to from them, but everyone feels, myself included, like it's only a matter of time. What kind of challenge do they bring, and you know, just kind of what do you make of them from afar?
Yeah, they're a really good football team. You know, they know how to win. I think when you get to the NFL, every team's going to have good players and every team's going to have, you know, some level of success. And so to have a team with a lot of just competitors, a lot of people who play the game at a high level is always a challenge each and every week. I think they do a good job of playing as a team, which is something, you know, I know we take pride of in our building. And so I think it'll be a great competitive matchup, and it'll be a good one for us to go out there and compete.
Luke, you guys have had success on the road, dating back really since week one in Tampa. The trip to Cincinnati, Danny and I were in the crowd. It was unbelievably loud. The atmosphere was as good as it's going to be anywhere else, Baltimore involved, right? And Danny actually looked at me right before the game, and he's like, this is going to go very poorly. I won't tell you exactly what he said, but he said,
Lordy.
Yeah, he said, this is going to be
the environment was so intimidating.
ye of little faith, wow.
Exactly. So, but I say that to tell you, you guys work the Bengals offensively. Then you go to Arizona, you do big things. Are you at a point where you feel like you're comfortable in those environments? It's been low penalty counts, or is it too early to say that?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it just comes down to every game's different. Every game's a different atmosphere. I go back to Cincy, and I think that was just such an awesome environment that I think we all fed off of. You go to Arizona, and I don't know if you can clarify that one as an away game. I think we probably had more fans than them, and so
that's
when it comes
point.
To just having that advantage, having that atmosphere, it was cool to see that covered in burgundy and gold. And then, you know, I think we just got to stay focused on play at a time and just, you know, communicating and detailing everything we do.
Luke, I forgot the other day. Grant reminded me of this. I mean, I guess I knew if pressed, but I was reminded of the fact that you still haven't been playing receiver for all that long, right? This is still relatively new to you. And I want to get into that process with you a little bit where, you know, the finer points, the nuances that a lot of people can't do. You're picking up, obviously, really, really rapidly. How much do you feel you've grown so far? And you know, talk about that process of learning the position on the fly at the highest level there is.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I've been playing receiver about a year and a half now, and I think I was blessed to have a lot of great people around me when I first switched that were able to help me, whether it was through my team or whether it was through my family. And, you know, guys who are in the receiver room, different coaches. And then once I got here, I think that just highlighted even more between Bobby Ingram, Andre Coleman, who's our assistant receiver coach, you know, Terry, OZ, Diomni, and then, you know, when Noah Brown got here at the end of camp. I think just from top to bottom, it's been really fun to be around a lot of people with a lot of great experience. Because at the end of the day, experience is going to be the number one way to learn, and making mistakes and going full speed. And I think when I've been blessed to be around a lot of guys who have a lot of experience, it's allowed me to kind of just learn from the moments that they've had in their career, and they've had endless amounts of moments of whether it's growth or whether it's success, just a lot of reps at playing the position at a high level.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Luke McCaffrey, as heard right here on Grant and Danny. Big thanks to him and Brian Baldinger for joining us today on the phone. Really cool, though, in concourse. On site to be joined by the former great goalie and Vezina winner for the Capitals, Ole the Goalie Kolzig, ahead of this Caps 50 event, 50 years of Capitals hockey being celebrated.
It's amazing, man.
Toby's going to keep the party going in just a few minutes. We take you up to Thursday Night Football. Third Eye Blind is playing tonight. The stage looks awesome. This looks like a really well put together, amazing event.
It's raucous, right? I mean, people are here having a grand old time.
Doesn't this get you fired up for Saturday night?
It does, man.
New season?
I kept saying this earlier. I know you're more ready for it than I am. I'm still like, feel like I'm getting into the rhythm of the football season. And it's like, dude, it's hockey time. You got to get on board. It felt kind of like an ambush, but now with this kickoff event, it sort of feels like, okay, I'm ready for it. Let me see some guys dump and chase a little bit.
Topher time is next. Thanks to Darius for doing some double duty back in studio solo. Ryan working hard out here on site. Toby's been doing the updates and kicking it with us. Chris Baresh, our engineer. For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. Thank you for hanging out. We're back at it tomorrow with a Football Friday at 2 o'clock.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.